USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The CDC announced Thursday fully vaccinated people can resume activities without wearing a mask or physically distancing. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz on Fox News.
Well, my reaction to the CDC's announcement is it's about time that we should be following the science and not playing politics. And from the beginning of COVID, there's been far too much politics connected to it.
And then more confusion in the CDC press release. It says, except where required by law, local businesses and workplace guidance can ignore science and continue to make you wear a mask no matter the circumstance. Italian police in Sicily have blocked 1.5 million users that were illegally streaming content from providers in the United States, including Netflix and Comcast Sky Unit. A police statement said more than 200 officers were involved in the operation, which led to 45 people being charged for allegedly conspiracy to illegally access IT infrastructure and commit fraud. USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
With the Colonial Pipeline being shut down by suspected Russian hackers last week, President Biden offering a no comment when asked about millions of dollars in ransom being paid to the technology terrorists, the president is now asking Americans not to hoard the gas. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
President Biden tried to ease worries after the cyber attack on a major fuel line owned by Colonial Pipeline. The breach shut the line down for several days and triggered a run on gasoline.
I know seeing lines at the pumps or gas stations with no gas can be extremely stressful, but this is a temporary situation. Do not get more gas than you need in the next few days.
GasBuddy.com is reporting nearly 70% of North Carolina's stations were without gas and 73% were out in Washington, D.C. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Thanks for listening, and a happy Friday to you. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
U.S. climate envoy John Kerry admits buying Chinese solar panels by forced labor manufacturing is probably not in the best interest of the United States. Tim Berg with the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
U.S. Special Envoy on Climate John Kerry acknowledged on Wednesday that obtaining solar panels from China is a problem given the forced labor reported in the area and China's strength in the market. During a House Foreign Affairs Committee hearing, Congressman Michael McCaul of Texas asked Kerry about ensuring that the U.S. climate strategy won't involve buying solar panels produced from forced labor.
It is a problem. Xinjiang province not only produces some of the solar panels that we believe are being, in some cases, produced in forced labor by Uyghurs, but also there are a significant amount of rare earth mineral that's used in the solar panels themselves. It is my understanding that the Biden administration is right now in the process of assessing whether or not that will be the target of sanctions.
Nearly 80% of the solar panels installed in the United States are from Chinese companies. In 2019, U.S. made solar panels hit a 10-year high of nearly 20% of the market share. Preakness horse racing officials said this week they are allowing Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit to enter Saturday's race. The colt failed a drug test after winning the Kentucky Derby. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.